powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
A Dutch-led panel of international prosecutors says a Russian missile was...
That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter.com. It's got my guests here from Raritan Valley Community College talking about a really cool program called Teach to Matter. This is going to be a really interesting show, and I'm going to tell you why right now. Because the assistant professor of education in the of educational programs. She's director of educational programs. Is Kathy Sook, and she's got with her a little bit of a reunion. She's got her former student, and now who's helping her with the program, Lauren Young here from North Hunterdon. So this is going to be a very cool show to learn all about what's going on. I'm going to bring them all in. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you. How are you?
Very good, except for blowing your title there.
That's sorry okay. About that.
So we'll get it all straightened out. It's okay. Better if I get it directly from them. And Lauren, welcome, and thank you for coming on in, too. I think this is going to be really cool.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I'm glad we could get everybody over here. Catherine, this is, and I'm going to, I'll go by Kathy, right?
Yeah, okay. Kathy's fine.
Kathy's fine. You're very informal with me. Kathy is the assistant professor of education over at RVCC. And it's the program's called Teach to Matter, and it's you use the it's one word, teach, with a number two, matter. So give me a hint as to why that name came up and why it's what it's all about.
Okay, so About 3 years, no, gosh, 2 years ago now, I became pretty involved on Twitter, and I have a vast professional learning network of approximately 2,000 educators around the United States and the world. And one of the folks that I follow is Angela Myers, who is the founder of Choose to Matter, C-H-O-O-S-E, the number two matter.
Yep.
And it's an initiative that asks students to examine their passion and to answer three really pertinent questions. What are you passionate about? What about that needs your attention? And what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do about it? And when I learned about this model and I watched some videos online and did some research, I said, my pre-service teachers absolutely need to be part of this. So I sent a pretty lengthy email that started off, you know, pretty enthusiastic. And the response that I got was the first sentence said, I love your energy and let's talk. So we did. We talked. And I talked to Mark Moran, her second in command, and I spoke with Angela, and I explained that I really would like my students to be part of facilitating learning because they always tell me from the start the reason why they want to be teachers is to make a difference, and I want to give them the opportunity to do that now. So that's how it started, and I don't know if you want me to continue to give you further info.
We'll get there.
Okay.
You got to get me involved a little bit or else I'm just going to go and get breakfast.
Gotcha.
So, no, but that's really cool. Now I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you and I only had dialogue through email.
Correct.
I met you just in the hallway. Energy, wow, you got it, man.
Thank you.
It is, the passion is there, no doubt about it.
Good afternoon. This is Ruth Altamira Roll. I am, as always, running a little late. So those of you who listen to Counselor's Chat know that, but I'm going to start with the weather today. It is currently 53 degrees. It is raining. We've got some showers. Tonight, some more showers are expected, mainly before 7 p.m. And that is a good thing. We are definitely in need of some rain here in New Jersey. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 56. Thursday night, mostly clear. Friday, which is Veterans Day, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 60 and then partly cloudy on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday both will be sunny in the, I'm going to say it'll be kind of cool, 47, 55 degrees. So that's what we're looking at for the weekend. So it's going to be a lovely fall crisp weekend.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. And I'm talking today about acceptance. And that acceptance is a key to serenity. So, I struggled over my topic a little bit this morning, mainly because we just came off an election. We have a new president-elect, President-elect Donald Trump, and it was an upset for many people. who were expecting that Hillary Clinton was going to win. It looked that way. She appeared to be ahead in the polls. And so it's sort of shocking for many people that she did not win. I'm sure it was shocking for her that she did not win. Either way, it really made me think about what we do towards moving forward and healing. And what came to mind for me was acceptance. And acceptance is a word that's used, I can't even begin to tell you how many bazillion times in the recovery community. And when I talk about the recovery community, I mean recovering from drug and alcohol addiction or other addictions such as eating or gambling or shopping or working or sexting or anywhere that you can have your life sort of turned upside down by this particular activity, addiction, thing that you're doing. Al-Anon, which is the family spinoff from Alcoholics Anonymous. So Alcoholics Anonymous is where, or Narcotics Anonymous, is where the active recovering addict, alcoholic, will go for recovery and support. Al-Anon is the family component. So if I have a family member, married, a spouse, even a friend who is struggling with addiction and or is in recovery from addiction of any sort, Al-Anon is for me. And these 12-step meetings often have, not often, they do. They have literature and they have meditation books. And one of the meditation books that I use with my clients, because I have them in my office and I will refer to them on occasion, is one, it's basically on step one. And step one, across the board, says that we admit that we're powerless over, and I'm going to leave that blank because we could put anything in there, and then our lives become unmanageable. And that unmanageability is not necessarily I'm so hooked on drugs or alcohol that I can't pay my bills, I've lost my job, I'm homeless, my family's falling apart. Yes. Unmanageability is also the way we live our life. So it's about making some of those choices in terms of how we live our life. Or I realize I'm always angry, I'm always frustrating, and I'm trying to force an outcome, I'm struggling with controlling other things and controlling other people, and just on an emotional level, I'm sort of out of control. So these meditation books have these lovely indexes or indexy in the back that have lists and lists of all these topics. And one of them, step one, is one, and the other one is acceptance. And so this particular page, like I said, is basically a step one reading. But it's also a reading on acceptance. And I read this often to clients that are struggling with things because it says, acceptance does not mean that we accept a degrading situation. Because sometimes that's what we think. I have to accept it. This is where I am. Oh, this is awful. I just have to accept it and live with it. Okay? Acceptance doesn't mean accepting a degrading situation. It means accepting the fact of the situation and then deciding what we're going to do about it. Accepting the fact of the situation and then deciding what we're going to do about it. So if I say, oh my God, this is such an awful thing that's going on, I have to just accept it, I'm going to live in misery, that is a choice. Okay, deciding what we're going to do about it is about making a choice. So for some people in this country, they are ecstatic about Donald Trump winning. For other people, they are devastated that Donald Trump won. We have healing to do. And acceptance is going to be a huge key. Because we have to decide, what are we going to do about it? If I am on the losing side and I am devastated, I may need to do some grieving. At the same time, I need to work at acceptance so that I may find some serenity, some peace. So, though I may not talk specifically for the rest of the show about acceptance and accepting that Donald Trump won and Hillary lost, I really want to expand that out in general into our lives, so that we begin to reach a point of serenity. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about acceptance, which is a key to serenity. So acceptance, I think, is also going to be a huge key for healing. And when I think about serenity, I think about things that are peaceful, things that are simple, things that are joyful, not necessarily ecstatic, but joyful and peaceful and calm. Calm is another word that comes to mind when I think about serenity. So that is the goal. Gaining serenity, gaining a sense of peace in our lives. Now, acceptance, like I said, doesn't mean that I have to accept unacceptable behavior. I don't have to do that. I don't have to accept things that are cruel. I don't have to accept things that are put downs. It means that I have a choice. I don't have to accept abuse in any form. It means that I can choose to walk away, even if it means stepping out into the unknown. What I can do is I can say, you know what, I'm done. I don't have to be afraid of change. I don't have to be afraid of the unknown. Because I recognize that I can't tell the future. And that in today, presently, everything is okay. That this is part of my journey. You know, for the most part, a straight road with not a hill or a bump or anything, it's pretty boring. And sometimes, especially people who are codependent, may create chaos in their own lives. But that's not really the goal. The goal is to achieve that sense of peace through acceptance. When I spend a lot of my time trying to change things that I cannot change, when I try to force the situation, try and force something to happen, what I've done is I've taken my life and instead of accepting it, now, that doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean about giving up either. It means about making a choice. And the thing is that acceptance is within. In other words, it's something that I do. I accept the fact of a situation. And then I decide what I'm going to do with it. Chances are I may not be able to change you. I may not be able to change the situation. I need to learn how to work within the situation. So, like I said, this is a topic that quite often has to do with people who are living with addicts and alcoholics. Acceptance. You mean I have to accept that my son or daughter's using heroin? I have to accept that? Yes. Accept it and then decide what you're going to do about it. One of the things that I say to my clients all the time is anything that supports recovery, do that. Anything that enables, don't do that. And know the difference between the two. So, what does that mean? Okay. All right. So, my son or daughter is a heroin addict. I may have to grieve over the loss of their health. I may even at some point have to grieve over the loss of their life. And I would really hope we never get to that point. Unfortunately, it does happen. But what it means is that I'm going to recognize the difference between enabling and recovery. I accept this is where you are. This is where we are. You know what? There are certain behaviors that are not allowed in my house. You're not allowed to be in my house and be high. You're not allowed to be in my house with drug paraphernalia. You're not allowed to bring your drugging friends into my house. I will not give you money to go buy drugs. I will not lend my car to you so you can go buy drugs. If you're hungry, there's food in the refrigerator. I'm not going to go give you money so you could go buy food. Ha ha, you're going to go buy drugs. If it means that I need to have you leave the house, then that's what I'm going to do. If it means that you're calling me from the park bench and you're saying it's cold outside, come and get me, I'll say I'll come and get you, but I'm not bringing you home. I'm going to take you to detox. You don't want to go to detox? Okay. I'm not picking you up. So acceptance, okay, with it comes this whole cadre of possibilities of things to do. So I want you to hear that. It's not about, oh, I'm going to throw my hands up and I'm going to just give up. It means that we have to work together to find solutions to our problems. So acceptance, I'm playing a game. I lost. Okay, I lost the game. I'm playing a game. I lost the game. I can throw the game board across the room. I could punch you in the nose. I can do those things. I can cry. I can have a temper tantrum. Or, okay, you know what? I lost. It's not a comfortable feeling. It's not comfortable. Losing is not comfortable. It's okay. It's okay to lose. It's okay. It's not comfortable. What I then need to do is say, let me learn how to be uncomfortable, and let me learn some tolerance, and let me learn what I need to do for the future. What can I learn from my mistakes? I'm not going to beat myself up for making mistakes. I want to learn from my mistakes. Learn from my mistakes. That's when I say acceptance, okay, doesn't mean that I'm accepting a degrading situation. I'm accepting the fact of the situation. I lost the game. And I'm going to decide what I'm going to do about it. And making that decision may strengthen who I am, my character. Learning how to be uncomfortable will strengthen my character. We are under a false narrative in general. When I hear things on the news about we have to make safe places for students to be able to talk, and that on school campuses they are self-segregating because they're afraid they're going to be offended. So people are going to offend. I'm sorry to admit that. Sometimes on purpose. Sometimes it just happens. It's not intentional. Okay, we call those micro offenses. Okay, it's not intentional, but I did it. And okay. The reality is that I cannot offend anyone unless they choose to be offended. If you want to be offended, then be offended. Even if my intent was to offend. Accepting the fact of the situation, you know, you just really wanted to, you just hurled some offenses at me, didn't you? Wow. Now, I have a choice. I have a choice. I can either let it go or I can pick it up. I know there are a lot of people in this country who have lost, you know, I see from my stepson, Chris, he has lost friends over this election. Because they're offended about this one chose this one or that one chose that one. Don't be offended. We all have the freedom to choose. Maybe we need to sit down and talk about why I chose this one and why you chose this one and accept that we have different opinions and move on. Instead of saying I'm offended that your opinion is different than mine, I can no longer be your friend. That's sad. That is making a choice on how to handle offense. We stop learning how to laugh at ourselves, to have humor with ourselves, which is a huge key towards serenity because that's self-acceptance. It's a key to serenity. It's like saying, and I had this discussion with my husband last night. It's like saying, well, you don't like fish, which he doesn't, and I like fish, which I do. I love fish. For me to say I can't have any kind of relationship with you because you don't like fish, it's ridiculous. I'm offended that you don't like fish. That's ridiculous. So you may have a different opinion. You may have had made a different choice over this election. You may have a different view of life. That's okay. I can accept that your view and my view are different. That doesn't mean that we can't be friends. Where I may make a choice where a friendship ends is when there is abuse. Or when a relationship ends is when there is abuse. Put downs. Okay? In other words, they say, well, then you were being offended. Well, there's a huge difference between somebody saying something and you let it roll off your back. I'm half Italian. You want to call me a dumb wop? I don't really care. It rolls off my back. You keep doing it over and over. I might need to do something like say, you know, I have to tell you, I'm not sure why you do this to me and why you say that to me, but I don't know if that's going to actually help our relationship. I may even have to say, you know, I'm beginning to feel offended. I don't want to lose the relationship. When we care about other people, we say, oh, okay, you know, I want to hear that. I make an offer by telling you how I feel, by being assertive, telling you how I feel, like making you an offer to change. I can't make you change. I make you an offer hoping that you decide to change. You know what? You're right. Calling you a dumb wop probably isn't the best thing to do. I could see how that, you know, is not necessarily appropriate. And I think I'll stop because you're an important friend to me. Rather than my saying, you have to stop, I'm offended, I can't be here, I can't hear this, you know, we do have to get a tougher skin. Now, as a therapist, I'm all about talking to people about how to manage feelings. Now, feelings are I accept the way I feel. And working with addicts, it's a huge adversary to overcome, feelings. People generally are using drugs and alcohol because they can't manage their feelings and they don't like being and feeling uncomfortable. I don't like saying there are good feelings and there are bad feelings. Oh, I feel bad. Bad is a judgment word. I feel bad. I just robbed the bank. I'm bad. Okay? I'm guilty. I'm bad. I just did something. I feel sad. I feel depressed. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. I feel alone. I feel abandoned. I feel worthless. None of these are positive feelings. I feel uncomfortable. None of these are feelings that we consider as positive. We consider them negative. They're not negative. They're not bad. They are feelings that give us cues and clues for what we may need to do in our life. I have to accept the fact that I'm feeling uncomfortable. Now, what am I going to do about it? I was working with a couple the other day, and one couple, person A, I'll say, just kept shaming. Bad person, I'm guilty, I'm bad, I'm guilty, I feel guilty, I feel horrible, I'm awful, I'm terrible for what I did. I said, you need to stop. Let's accept the fact. Okay, whatever happened, happened. It's in the past now. It's in the past. It's done. It's what you do today. Accept the fact and make the decision for today in terms of what you're going to do. Beating yourself up about the past is not going to help. Let's look at ways to be constructive from the personal level to our families, to our friends, to our politics. Let's work at being constructive and not destructive. I don't like to berate the underdog, because I know what it's like to lose, and it's painful. It's painful. We don't need to beat people up who have lost. Ha ha, you lost, I won. That's immature. It's saying, okay, you know what? I know you're in pain right now. And what we need to do is we need to come together and we need to work on healing. That's acceptance. That's the fact. Let's accept the fact and let's move on. Let's come together and work together. It's going to give us a deeper sense of peace and gratitude. You know, acceptance doesn't answer all my problems for today. It doesn't. But it's the beginning of a path. Like I said, it's a journey. It's a journey. It's recognizing that we all have the right to make our own mistakes and learn from them. Let's learn from them. That's what I said. You know, we got to learn from our mistakes and move on rather than judge. Being powerless means accepting the fact and then deciding that I can't force you. I can't force you. I can only take care of myself. And I know for me it was and sometimes still is quite a challenge to recognize I can't change someone else. I have to accept the fact of a situation and then decide what I'm going to do about it. And when I make that decision, I have a greater sense of peace and serenity in my life. I know for me, sometimes it happens on a day-to-day basis, especially, I'm going to say, around, you know, and I've mentioned, you know, my mom is, I think a couple shows ago, now living in assisted living. I need to accept the fact of where she is, accept the fact of our relationship, accept what I need to do to take care of myself. And that's always a huge key. Accept the fact of the situation and make a decision on how I'm going to take care of myself. Oh, I feel so guilty. Well, if you feel guilty about accepting a fact and making some choices to take care of yourself, that's the codependency that's kicking in. And being guilty, feeling guilty and being guilty are two different things. Feeling guilty doesn't kill anybody. It's an uncomfortable feeling that we can learn to live with, especially if it's attached to self-care. Not selfish, self-care. Guilty. I did something. I robbed the bank. I'm guilty. Yes, officer, I was speeding. I'm guilty. I did something wrong. I actually did something wrong. Sometimes the things I do wrong are mistakes. Yes, I made the mistake. I'm guilty of that mistake, and I'm going to learn. You know, I got a speeding ticket a couple weeks ago, and there's these two roads that I've taken, I'm going to say my whole life, because even when I wasn't old enough to drive, my parents were driving these roads. So it is such a familiar pathway. I generally can't think of any other way to go but that way. They changed the speed limit to 25 miles an hour from probably about maybe 3 or 4 miles. Oh, my God, it's painful. Oh, the slow, just go. And it's a straight road, but there's a lot of houses. So I get why they changed to 25 houses and kids and all that other stuff. They don't want you to be doing 45, 50 miles on that back road with all those houses and kids and everything. I get it. I do. But, you know, I tend to be a little bit heavy-footed, and I got a speeding ticket. Well, he was kind enough actually not to give me a speeding ticket, but I got pulled over. I still got a ticket, but got pulled over. Anyway, I kept thinking about it, and I said, you know, there's actually another way to go. I'm just not used to it. And so I made a cognitive decision. I made a choice to try the other direction, to go the other way. I have to tell you, instead of making this particular trip and destination, a 17-minute trip, going on that 25-mile, even speeding on that 25-mile-an-hour thing, I got there in 12 minutes. I was amazed. Acceptance. All right, that speeding ticket was a wake-up call. Let me see if there's another way. Wow, there's another way. And actually, this other way is a better way. If we are never uncomfortable, we will never change. If we are never uncomfortable, we will never change. I need to accept the fact that there are times in our life, in my life, that I'm going to be uncomfortable. And what do I need to do? I probably need to change. Acceptance of the fact, and then deciding what we're going to do about it. What are we going to do about it? Try again, work harder, let it go. Move away. Change can be a very positive and motivating piece of our lives. This particular thing is uncomfortable. I need to change it. I have to accept the fact that I can't change A. What can I learn from it and shift to B? When I try and argue with something or someone, chances are, again, I have lost my sense of serenity and I'm not accepting them for who they are. We're all allowed to have different opinions. That's part of being an American. It's accepting the differences. It's inviting the differences. How boring if everything was exactly the same. If we all looked the same, dressed the same, 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 same. Can you imagine every day eating exactly the same food? Now, I know somebody's going to say, well, I do that every day. I have oatmeal every morning for breakfast and I never get tired of it. Yes. And for lunch, and for dinner, and for snack? No. After a while, you say, I think I've had my full. I'm full up. I'm getting uncomfortable. This is boring. I can make a choice because boring is uncomfortable. I can make a choice. I don't have to accept this. Oh, my gosh, I have this job. A client said, I'm mind-numbing. My job is mind-numbing. All right. That's the fact. We're going to accept that fact. Now what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? So I need to take another commercial break. I just want to mention the Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, which is going to be Thursday, November 10th at the 100 Central Regional High School Fieldhouse and Commons. So that is something that is put on by the 100 County Chamber of Commerce. This is the 28th. So that means for 28 years now, we have been doing the Business, Home, and Expo Restaurant Showcase. Again, it's this Thursday, November 10th at the 100 Central High School Fieldhouse. It starts at 2, ends around 7. So if you want, would like some more information on it, you can call the 100 County Chamber at 908-782-7115, 908-782-7115, or visit the chamber on 100-chamber.org. That's 100-chamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more of what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarolecounselor.net. Or you can follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. I would love to have you follow me under Counselor's Chat. You can see the list of all my programmings, program topics, and then go on the 100 in Chamber Radio site, and you can find the coordinating date so you can listen to that topic. And today my topic is acceptance. It was spurred on by our election, knowing that there are many people that are having a difficult time accepting that Donald Trump is our new president-elect, too soon to be president, that it's really sad and heartbreaking and even sometimes devastating. However, acceptance is going to be a key towards healing. Trying to force the situation to change when this is where we are is this is where we are. Recognize that acceptance is a process. And acceptance is the key to serenity. It can take some effort to shift being uncomfortable, fearful, horrified. There's many words that we can attach to it. At the same time, it's looking at those feelings and acknowledging this is where we are and what are we going to do about it. Sometimes we might need to do a little writing, handwriting. It might be good to actually do a checklist. So I might want to make a list of all the things that I'm powerless over. Just make a list. And list all the things that you're trying to change. Write your feelings. Write down your feelings. Write down what you might think or what you may believe that's preventing you from letting go. Look at the shoulds. You may have a lot of shoulds. This should have never happened. Look at your can't stands. I can't stand it. I know for me that I really oftentimes need to ask myself those questions. Can I stand it? Am I standing it? There are times I say, I can't stand it. I can't believe it. I go down that road and I need to say, okay, it's really about this is what it is and what am I going to do about it? How am I going to handle it? Where do I need to let go? What steps do I need to take? Acceptance is an action. It's an action. It's not a lay down and let the cars roll over you. It's an action. Acceptance is an action step. So it is about accepting the results of the election. Okay, now what? How are we going to work together? It was an awful. It was ugly. The whole process was just ugly. Ugly. Okay, let's come together and heal. It's done. Let's accept it. Let's move on. Let's heal. Let's work together. Let's gain serenity. Let's take steps to change. Change our own lives. I can't change your life. I can change my life. Take responsibility for self. Take care of self first. It doesn't mean that you may approve of the facts. It's rather that you accept and acknowledge the facts exists, like them or not, and then make a decision of how you yourself personally are going to handle them. It doesn't mean we accept abuse. It doesn't mean that we accept unacceptable behavior. That's a common misconception. And that common misconception keeps you from setting some boundaries and limits. I know I talk about that all the time. Acceptance means I get to make choices. I get to be active and proactive and responsible for my own life, my own actions, my own responses, my own words, my choice. And you know, that is the beauty of America. We are free to make choices. We have the freedom to pursue happiness, that is making a choice. We are free from tyranny. That means that someone else isn't going to make the choice for us. We make the choice. I make the choice. I make the choice for how I live my life, and I have the consequences of the choices that I make. And sometimes I may not like the consequences of the choices that I make, but I've made them anyway. And when we continue to blame others, that's about not taking responsibility, that's about not accepting, I'm going to say it's your fault, I am a victim. Blame always has a victim. So I'm going to stop blaming. I'm going to accept the facts as they are. I'm going to decide what we're going to do with it. We're going to work at coming together. We're going to work at building a stronger country. We're going to move on. Onward and upward. So the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the acceptance to change the things I can. I accept. These are some things I can change. And accept the things I cannot change. Got a little backwards. I'm not reading it. God, grant me the strength to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's right all there. Accept the things I can't change. Change the things I can. Deciding what I'm going to do with it. And the wisdom to know the difference. What I can change, what I can't change. The consequence for that is serenity. It's serenity. It's peace. And when we have peace, we have the ability to thrive and grow. Can't thrive and grow when you're in turmoil. Learning how to let go, making decisions, moving on, moving forward, accepting this is the part of the journey. So, I hope this was useful. I know we have a lot of healing to do, a lot of acceptance to do, a lot of hopefulness, a lot of hopelessness. Either way, it's about acceptance of where we are and what we're going to do about it. Learning to let go. Learning to move forward. So I hope this has been a useful show. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Again, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. Again, please check me out on the web. Follow me at Counselor's Chat. You can also check out what I do in my private practice. Under www.altaroll, that's A-L-T, no, yeah, yeah, altaroll, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, one word, O-R, .net. If you are interested in making a comment about the show, please call me at 908-237-2899, that's 908-237-2899, or if you would like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list. You can also contact me at the same number, 908-237-2899. And if you're looking for some assistance, I would be more than happy to work with you for gaining mental health, because mental health matters. That's a hashtag of mine, and that is because we need to hashtag remove the stigma. There's a lot of stigma around going and getting counseling. So we need to remove that stigma so that we have good mental health in our country, in our society, in our families, and within ourselves. So I will be signing off for today, and I wish you all a good and pleasant fall.